You know, when I'm going through a distressful time or difficult time, I have a tendency to look to the situation or people rather than looking to the Lord. You know, I like what Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, not just part of your heart, but with all of your heart. You know what God wants us to do in everything? Trust in Him, look to Him, and cry out to the one that can help you.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so glad you can join us today on Truth and Fact, and I pray that this would be a blessing, a strength, an encouragement to you as the Word of God always is. Now, we are in the book of Psalm 77, a psalm of Asaph, a day of trouble for Asaph. Listen to it as we read in verse 1. I cried out to God with my voice, and He gave ear to me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My hand was stretched out in the night without ceasing. My soul refused to be comforted. You ever been there before? When you just cried out to God, or you were up all night, you're in anguish, you were distressed, you were disturbed, and you're trying to find some kind of comfort or some kind of peace or a word from God to help you in a situation. You know, my friend, I've been there many times. In fact, just the other night, I was up all night long just waiting on God and praying. My heart, my soul was in anguish. And I'll have to say to you today, I feel like I have the victory. I feel like God has done something in my heart. He has spoken to me. He's helped me. And it's good when you know that the Lord is leading you and showing you things. Sometimes it hurts. When God shows you, He might show you things that you don't like to see, but thank God He does show you because He loves you and He cares about you. He loves you too much to leave you where you are. He wants to lead and guide you, perfect you, to bring you to the place of Christ-likeness, that we bring God the honor and the glory in our lives. Now, Asaph is a troubled heart, and so he's coming to God. He's crying out to the Lord. My friend, that's the answer for you and I, is to cry out to God. But the problem with many of us today is that we put more trust in people or things more than we do God Himself. And I am guilty of this. But what does the Bible tell us to do? Well, let's look to the Proverbs in chapter 3, verse 5. Maybe familiar with you, but it says, trust in the circumstance. No, it doesn't say that. Trust in the person. No, it doesn't say that either. It says, trust in the Lord. That's what it says. It says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, not a portion of your heart, not a part of your heart, not just half of your heart or a fraction of it, but with all of your heart. That means that you lean on God with all of your weight. You know, when you sit on a chair, you have no problem with that chair holding you up. You trust in that chair to hold you up, don't you? Or else you wouldn't sit in it. My friend, you know what? I can say this. You can trust God to hold you up, to hold you together. The Lord will be with you. He will strengthen you. He will help you. It says, lean not on your own understanding or your own knowledge or your own intellect. It says, in all your ways, acknowledge Him or know that God is. And what will He do? He shall direct your path. That means God is with you. God will go before you. God will cut the path for you. Maybe there's never been a path there before, but now God is there and He's cutting the path for you. He's helping you, isn't He? I like what the next verse says. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. My friend, I can say this, that it's okay to put our trust in God. Maybe you don't understand. Maybe you don't know how it's going to work out. Well, maybe you're not supposed to understand. Maybe you're just supposed to understand that we are to trust in God, not in the situation or not in the circumstance. God is faithful, and I thank the Lord for His faithfulness, the Lord and His grace. You know, I like Psalm 46. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed. My friend, you can't go wrong by putting your trust in God. He will help you. He will strengthen you. He will be with you. And my friend, take courage. He will go before you.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.